This is the Greatness Everyday podcast, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about five strategies to increase your happiness. Hi, it's Matt from Greatness Everyday, and I just wanted to say I hope that you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend. Hopefully that you had a lot of rest. I hope that you were able to spend some time with your family and do something that you enjoy. I am now getting started for my first day of the school year with students. We've been back as teachers for the last week, and we are now looking at having students come back. Tomorrow we're having our new students return, and then on Wednesday we are having all of our students back, and that's going to be something I'm very excited for. I mean, the whole point of teaching is to teach with students. They bring a lot of energy into the building, and I really enjoy my job, so I'm looking forward to that a lot. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about what we've been reading about in the Greatness Everyday Book Club as we've been moving through the book, The Ripple Effect by Dr. Greg Wells, looking at how to eat smarter, think smarter, sleep smarter, and move smarter, in no particular order. But when I asked you to read chapter 5 of last week's podcast, I asked you to read chapter 5, and it was called Think Clearly. So when I asked you to read that, I didn't expect that the very first thing that I saw would be a quote from a book that's been recommended to me so many times in the past little bit, and I've seen it coming up, and I've been told that I'd really like this book if I gave it a shot. So maybe this is the book that I have to add to my list next. And it says this. The quote is, "I learned this, at least, by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected." And that was Henry David Thoreau that said that from his book, Walden, or Life in the Woods. And that book has been recommended to me, like I said, a lot in the past little bit, and it's been very interesting to see how that's kind of popped up in my life. So I'm really looking forward to reading more about that book. The experiences that he details is something that I believe I would enjoy. So maybe that's the next book that I have to start tackling. But the main part of today's podcast is talking about five strategies, or five things you can do essentially to increase your happiness. And I mean, when you do these things, it's not guaranteed that your necessarily happiness is going to increase, but these are practical skills that you can do, hopefully with the goal that they will increase your happiness. All right. So the very first one is practice daily gratitude. So we know what gratitude is. It's being thankful. It's being intentionally thankful about things that are in our lives. And I've talked a lot about this. I do take a gratitude journal in the morning and the evenings. I set my goals for the day. I identify things that I'm thankful for in my life, and I identify things that I'm thankful for that happen throughout the day. And just being intentional about this practice is something that's helped me in my mindset greatly. It allows me to move through the day a little bit better and recognize the good things of life and appreciate them even more. Sometimes those are big things, sometimes those are small things, but the big thing is here, I'm recognizing those things. I'm not just going through the motions and ignoring them or forgetting about them. The second key here is spend time on relationships. It's obvious that a lot of happy people have deep relationships with others, with family members, romantic relationships with friends, with just coworkers and things like that. So one of the things that I actually got to do this weekend was I got to reconnect with an old friend from university, a guy that I played soccer with, and we studied together. And it was really good to have a chat with him as I was going through, and we were chatting after a few years of really kind of losing touch with each other. He's busy with medical school, I'm busy with work and everything else I'm trying to do. And it was really good to just kind of catch up, see where his life has taken him, tell him a little bit about mine, and just really enjoy each other's company. So that was a really good thing that I was able to do this past weekend, and it was really rewarding for me. The third thing is buy experiences, not possessions. So I'm going to read this excerpt here from the actual book itself. It's just a short paragraph. It says, "Research shows that spending our hard-earned money on experiences can increase our long-term happiness. Recently, Greg Wells spent $150 on surf lessons. I loved the experience and will remember it fondly for many years. Replace retail therapy with more fun experiences. I mean, those fun experiences carry with it so many memories, so many examples of things that we can take with us and hold with us and cherish for a long time, rather than if I was to go out and buy a new pair of sunglasses, for example. They're nice sunglasses. They protect my eyes. They serve a purpose. But it's not like every single time I put those on, I get these amazing feelings of going back to that moment when I bought my sunglasses rather than when the first time that I learned to surf. I can tell you about the time that I learned to surf, and I can tell you a pretty awesome story. And it brings back many memories, definitely a very sore chest. Just the wax on the board was old, but I have so many good memories from that experience, and I'm very thankful for that. Number four is volunteer your time or money. So you can actually contribute in two ways. You can contribute with your time or with your money. And that's interesting because a lot of the times we think that we can only volunteer by acting. So we can only volunteer by taking ourselves and going down to a local shelter or a local club or a school and volunteer in various ways, coaching a sports team, helping out with the breakfast club, doing anything else like that. But we can also volunteer with our money. And that's something that kind of in my life, I believe that if I've been given money, I should give a portion of that back. And I've talked about that before in my budget plan. I do give a percentage back to different things like tithing. I do give a percentage back to charities. And I really believe that if you've been blessed with money, if you've been blessed with a lot, you should be giving a lot of that away. And that's something it's easy for me to say, just standing on the outside looking in. But as I've been getting more money coming in and I've been more purposeful with how I use my money, I've been trying to give away more and more, and that's really been rewarding for me. And number five, engage deeply with life. So this is an interesting one because I think when everybody would see that, engage deeply with life, they would probably think of something different, or maybe some people wouldn't understand what that is. But I mean, you just have to go through your life excited about it. I mean, you have to go through your life with passion and figure out what your passions are and not do things that you really kind of bring down your energy. Do things that increase your energy, that make you happier, that kind of decrease your stress and just make yourself fun to be around. So these are five tips and keys, strategies that you can use to increase your happiness in your life. Again, these are things that are going to help. There's a lot of things that can make somebody happy, but these are some things that if you do, I think that this recipe for success that Dr. Greg Wells outlines in his book, The Ripple Effect, will have a huge impact on happiness in your life. To wrap up our podcast, our goal is to help inspire you to live a great life, and I trust that today's topic did that. We do upload a quote and words of encouragement to our Instagram page every day. Right now, we are doing the 50 Days of Fitness Challenge on Instagram, where you post your workout, you post a video, a photo, an Instagram story, anything like that, and you tag it with Greatness Every Day. You tag it with the hashtag 50 Days of Fitness and the hashtag Greatness Every Day, and you share your workout that way. We're doing 50 days. We're taking those 1% gains and making them add up in the end to a big, better you. And we'd be excited to have you join us with that. We want to be an encouragement in your day. So stay connected with us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, or at our website, greatnesseveryday.online. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.